We celebrate tomorrow the Feast of the Purification, also known as Candlemas, and I would just like to maybe share a few liturgical thoughts with that, about that. We know that in the liturgy, the candle is a symbol of Christ. For instance, the Easter, the Paschal candle, we bless during the Easter Vigil, is the symbol of Christ. And the wax of that of a candle represents Christ's human nature, the fact that he took on a human body like we have. The wick represents his created human soul. So just like us, Christ had a human body and a created human soul. And when we light that candle, that light represents the hypostatic union, that his divine and human nature were always like one, we might say. And it's interesting that when we light a candle, in order for the candle to function, it has to consume itself. It has to burn itself out in order to give off that light and that heat. And so how appropriate is it that we ascribe the candle to be a type of Christ, a symbol for Christ, because from the very moment of his conception till his death on the cross, his whole life was that of a burning love for us and a consuming himself for our salvation. We read in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world," meaning Christ, he saith, "Sacrifice and oblation thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast fitted me. Holocaust for sin did not please thee. Then said I, behold, I come. In the head of the book it is written of me, that I should do thy will, O God." That Feast of the Purification, Christ having a divine human nature, he always had the use of reason from the moment of his conception. And we think about the joy with which he did his father's will, how he went to his father's house, the temple, for the first time at 40 days, and through the hands of the priest, offered himself to his heavenly Father. And he did that with joy, and he did that without reservation, to give us that example. How many times in our life, when God is asking a sacrifice from us, when he wants a little more from us, how we do that so begrudgingly, we don't really want to give it up. And Christ is, in contrast to us, gives himself freely, offers himself freely to his heavenly Father. Today is Septuagesima Sunday. And Septuagesima comes from the Latin, it means 70. And it signifies roughly, give or take, 70 days before Easter. We're back to violet vestments. The nativity scene and decorations are gone. The church is now turning our attention away from Christmastide, the joys of the birth of Christ. And she wants us over the next 3 weeks to focus ourselves on that very holy season of Lent. In the divine office, throughout the year, we use Alleluia a lot. But last night at Vespers, for one of the closing prayers, we normally just say, Benedicamus Domino Deo Gratias. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. But after that prayer last night, just for Vespers last night, we added Alleluia, Alleluia to both of those invocations, a double Alleluia. And we did that because you're not going to hear Alleluia again as a liturgical word until Easter. And so the church is starting little bit by little bit, no Gloria today, to have us focus our attention on Lent, the penitential season of Lent. I thought, how can I tie in purification and Lent? Well, I figured purification, Lent is a time of purification, right? It's a time that I'm sure everyone here made some sort of New Year's resolution that you were going to change. There's something about ourselves, a fault, a failing, a sin perhaps, that we want to overcome. And we made that resolution to try to do our best to overcome it during the new year. Well, Lent is that perfect time to solidify that resolution, to make it a habit of our daily life. But just like Christ offering himself through the hands of the priest in the temple at 40 days old, are we entering into the spirit of the season freely? Are we entering into it with a burning desire to better ourselves, to glorify God, to save our souls? Are we doing all this freely? Or is it that Lent is going to be a burden? It's going to be difficult. We have to give up certain things. Are we entering into it with a fire, or are we going to do just the bare minimum? We read in today's epistle, St. Paul talking about how all those run in a race, but only one receives the prize. And then he admonishes the Corinthians, so run as to obtain it. So I encourage you all today to really think about, meditate on, what it is this Lent that we are going to chase after, pursue, and then whatever it is that you decide upon, to pursue it, to not just give the bare minimum, but to do all you can to obtain it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.